The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Six after the hour, what's on your mind? Todd Mitchell, the guy that people keep calling Todd the Radio God, which is just not true. It started with a bad rumor and it went downhill from there. 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you're in the Bismarck Mandan area, you can save yourself a few digits in 2580550. There's no advantage to going through a different number. They all go to the same telephone anyway. So apparently we have Scott Henin.
Yeah, you know, sort of Murphy's Law here when you're on location, as we are at Big Iron.
The black cloud is following you this week, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. It was following me in Dickinson yesterday during Energy Matters anyway, and a little bit here. But
you know what?
Sometimes we forget the telephones work, you know, just fine. So while we're working on this, we will just tell you, first of all, if you're coming to Big Iron, please come by and say hi. That's the most important thing, because we are broadcasting actually from the Expo Center, which is also known as Building C, here on the Big Iron campus, which is basically the Red River Valley Theater in West Fargo. So the folks coming in for Big Iron, stop by the North Dakota Corn Growers booth, and all you need to do is set foot in Building C and you'll smell the popcorn. Okay? That's the bottom line. You'll know immediately I'm in the right place because they're doling out free popcorn today. So
make sure you bring Scott a roll of quarters for the payphone there in case he runs out of cell service and has to. They still have payphones out there. I know they're kind of ripping those out of most places. So
I'm kind of sad. I remember the last time you actually were in a phone booth. I think it was in New York City for something. Calling home, Mom, I'm okay. I forget what.
Well, in my case, I can't remember the last time I fit in a phone booth, so that's a whole different discussion. But
anyway, on the program today, we got a busy one. Chris Fowler from ESPN's College Game Day is going to be on the show today. We're going to talk with the folks from Big Iron, Brian Schultz, who this is really quite a show. I mean, folks come from all over for Big Iron, so we'll talk a little bit about that and the draw. We're going to talk with Tom Lilja from the North Dakota Corn Growers Association about a game-changing, really international win for the corn growers of North Dakota to get this National Genome Center here. Talk a little bit about that. We're also going to meet one of the leaders of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Organization for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Levi Taylor, over here, farms under Jamestown in North Dakota. And I'm pretending something, I think. What else am I forgetting? I can't remember who else we have on the program today. But
Kramer?
Congressman Kevin Kramer. It's Wednesday. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Yeah.
How could you forget?
And they, as Phil Parker pointed out earlier, they did a really nice thing in taking on EPA over this open water question. We'll talk with him about that. But two stories in the news, and in the time we do have to get listeners to sound off today and share what's on their mind, I'll tell you what's on mine, and you can help me out here. Ryan Rauschenberg, and Ryan has been in the news lately because of a struggle with alcoholism and a treatment related to borrowing his vehicle to someone and getting in an accident himself. And the person that he borrowed his vehicle to actually got in over and was arrested for DUI. And there's been some concerns about meetings that he's been to or not been to, or how he's in the office and all that. And what I see happening, quite honestly, is a very qualified individual there. Ryan Rauschenberg was deputy tax commissioner, appointed to fill the vacancy left by Corey Paul left for the private sector by Governor Dalrymple as state tax commissioner because of his qualifications, right? I mean, he is well-educated, actually, his resume is perfect for this job, right? So Governor Dalrymple puts him in there, and then this particular situation comes up. And his political opponents are pounced. Bob, chairman of the Democratic Party, this is a specific question he needs to answer. His Democratic opponent with a suggestion, boy, if it were him, he would resign. And here's my question. Where is our answer? Set aside who's Republican and who's Democrat. Where is our empathy for someone fighting a disease? All right? And this is a disease. Alcoholism is a disease. And I know some people are upset. I see Rob Porter's first broke the story, so he's piling on too. And I haven't talked to Rob, so I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm quite critical of his, what was to be almost, I don't know, voyeuristic, if that's the word, or sensationalism in the reporting here as well. Big deal out of the fact that the executive director compared the situation of Ryan Rauschenberger having alcoholism saying, well, he should leave the job for someone that has breast cancer to the job. And I think what he was trying to say, maybe inartfully, is, look, breast cancer is a disease, so is alcoholism, and we sometimes don't think of it that way. If every person that ever suffered from alcoholism should leave the position they're in, I don't know how much economic prosperity we'd have. Because, you know, I think we all have situations. My father was an alcoholic, so maybe I'm a little sensitive about this, but my point is, it isn't something you choose. And there is treatment for it, and I think we ought to have a little bit of empathy. My own personal opinion here is the Democrats have jumped the shark here. And some of the media have jumped the shark. I want to put my take on this as well. What do you think? I think that means Todd agrees, is what that means.
I think it also means your phone's cutting out. I'm hearing a few words and then missing a few words there. So maybe we can get you into a situation where you're in a stronger cell there. But I think that's a very good point, though. I mean, you know, the second you start playing that card that points to the other side and says they've got problems, they can't help, the next thing you know, you're going to have those too. So that's really a bad card to be playing in the first place.
Yeah, no kidding. But I want your take on this. And by the way, there's a story in Fargo that some of our listeners may have followed. Jeff Scusa was a longtime police officer at the Fargo Police Department. And 20-plus years, great officer. And he made a mistake to do with a weapons discharge and reporting it. And it led to an investigation that ultimately led to a recommendation that he be fired. Once he found out about the recommendation, he took his own life. His wife has written a op-ed piece for the Forum News Service in the front page of the Today's Fargo Forum, and I would assume other Forum newspapers across the state, Jamestown, Dickinson, Grand Forks Herald. And essentially in it, she's saying, yeah, my husband pulled the trigger, but the chief of police handed him the gun and removed the safety. Essentially, she is blaming the chief of police for the process that led to the death of her husband, who took his own life. And some full disclosure here, I know this family, and my heart aches for this whole situation. But I really bristle at the idea, again, of someone taking their own life, which I think would argue there's some underlying issues there. Related to mental health or whatever, no matter what faces anyone in this life, or someone chooses to take their own life, there's something underlying there that's not healthy, that is a mental health issue as well. Even if, you know, the circumstances at work were less than fair or took too long or whatever. Again, wow. I just think we need to all take a deep breath on some of these things and think them through a little bit. So I'm glad we're talking football today on the program because these are kind of weighty. Your weighty, heavy topic that our listeners can help sort out at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Chris Fowler from ESPN's Game Day is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, but we want your take on these issues today on what's on your mind. So a few of you weighed in on Facebook about this as well, and like to get some more of your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Undoubtedly talking about Big Iron a bit too there, because that's where you are.
Which is why I sound like I'm in a tin can, because
you sound like you're inside some big iron. I didn't realize you're going to be crawling into a big iron container to be big iron. I thought you were going to be at the show Big Iron. I guess I misunderstood you.
Maybe this is like a Ames or a Frisco, where the cell phone service melts down because so many people are buying Big Iron.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, buy. There you go.
And by the way, speaking of Big Iron, if you come to the Expo Center, Building C, it's really smack dab in the middle of the fairgrounds. You can find us. North Dakota Corn Growers are hosting us today. And did I mention there's free popcorn, Todd?
Free popcorn. Those are good words. Love those words.
Yeah, I like the term free, and I like the term popcorn. So, really good stuff.
Love it.
We do indeed.
I'm looking forward to it. No, you're you've got one of those what we call, you sound like you're driving through no man's land, North Dakota things on your cell phone there today. Looking forward to the ESPN thing, and looks like Fargo's going to be pretty colorful later on tonight. Did you see those North Dakota State University Bisons shirts?
I did.
Bisons. Good job. Who dropped that ball?
That just adds to the fun, if you ask me.
And, I know. I want some. I want to buy a whole bunch of those. I think we should hoard them and give them away for the next few weeks. I think we should corner that market.
Yeah, let's put a logo on them. What's on your mind, logo? More coming up, folks.
Your exclusive home for the Bisons. What's on your mind? More is on the way.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24/7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24/7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I think there's two reasons to come to the North Dakota Corn Growers booth. It's free popcorn,
at Betsy and her crew handing out free popcorn. And when you walk in the Expo building, you can't help but smell it. It'll be like a people magnet to the popcorn North Dakota Corn Growers booth. So come see us at Big Iron, and then ask Blair Thorson for his hat, because he's got bison colors on a North Dakota Corn Growers hat. You got to raffle that off, Blair, is what you got to do. 20 past the hour. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Live at Big Iron today on What's on Your Mind. Warren in Minot, tell us what's on your mind, sir.
Morning.
Morning, Warren.
Well, yeah, how are you today?
We're here, Warren. Go ahead. We're great. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So I personally think that alcoholism, you know, when a person starts to drink, you know, sure, they like it at first. Then they get the hangover, and some people don't know when to stop. Now, my father was an abusive alcoholic, and when my wife started to have kids, you know, I made the choice to stay away from it because I did not want my children to go through what I went through as a kid. So therefore, I look at it as though it's more of a choice instead of a disease like cancer or diabetes, something like that. You can make a choice to quit drinking. You can't make a choice to quit diabetes or cancer without physical...
Well, I think that's why the...
Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Something tells me we lost Scott until we get you back. Oh, there we go. Uh-oh. Scott, we lost you for a moment there.
I can hear
sounds
you.
Like we got
I
you
can
back
hear you
there.
Loud and clear. I was just going to say to Warren, I think that's why some folks are bristling at the idea of a comparison between breast cancer and alcoholism, because obviously you have to want to get help. And you don't, you have to want to get help. You have to get better. In the case of Ryan Rosenberger, he is. He's going to treatment. So, I think by every fair definition, it is a disease. But certainly there's differences because, as you say, breast cancer comes on you and you didn't have any choice there. But, you know, you do have a choice to want to get help. Sometimes it takes an intervention, but there is an addiction there. So I do think the disease part of that is a fair comparison. Thanks for the call, Warren. Bill in Richardson, let's get your take. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just pretty much thinking along the same lines, except someone in a public position like that, I really feel like maybe they should step back and take care of their own life maybe a little bit longer than a few weeks to just, you know, I don't agree that they're going to use it as a public, you know, hanging, you could say, I guess. I mean, he's getting drugged through the mud right now, and it's a sad thing, but at the same time, it's on our public side that he's kind of using our time to get treatment. Maybe it is a good time to step back and take a look at his personal life and deal with his own problems.
Well, those are good points, Bill, from the standpoint of you'd hope anybody in that situation would, you know, focus on their health, in his case, and his wellness and getting treatment and getting better. But because he's doing that, and I would assume you have sick leave, and, you know, there's obviously programs for that, and whether or not he has the time to do it or whatever ought to be dealt with like it would any other state employee for that matter. But do you think that because he has alcoholism, because he's getting treatment, and I think it's a 30-day program that he's in right now, evaluating everything, trying to get it figured out, that he should lose his job, that he should give up his position, step aside, in other words, shouldn't we leave that up to him is what I'm saying.
Well, I agree with that, but I think it's a public position. I think any time that you're in that position, I mean, you're kind of looked upon by the public. You're going to get criticism and scrutinized for your decisions, but he's responsible, or his responsibilities are a lot further than some of ours are in the daily basis, and I think, you know, is his decision process in the right place to be in that position? You know, it's a...
Appreciate
that
sure.
Right now,
yeah, appreciate right. The call, Bill. Thanks. And right, no question about it. I don't think that's at odds with what I'm saying. I think him worrying first and foremost about his health and the treatment is fine. I think the political opportunists who are seizing it as a reason to say, hey, if we could get him out of here, we'd have a better chance of getting a Democrat elected, are exploiting a disease. If he personally makes that decision, that's one he ought to make. I don't think his political opponents should force him into it. But why don't you take on this at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. I mentioned that we raised this on our Facebook page as well, and Cameron said he should have honor and resign. Peggy says if it gets in the way of his job, then he should resign. If he's getting help, more power to him, and he should keep working. It is a disease, and many people have it and keep their jobs. Democrats are perfect, though, so everyone should be one. Not? Yeah, okay. Kathleen says, of course, Jason calls for his resignation. Jason Aistrup is, of course, his political opponent. That is a typical Democratic response. Actually, Kathleen, Jason didn't necessarily call for his resignation. He played a very cute little political card. He said, if it was me, I would resign. Right? So that's a way of getting into the news cycle and having everybody ask that question without actually being the one to say it. I think Bob Ballew has been more vicious in this, who's the chair of the Democratic Party and part of the Lucy Caluti, Kent Conrad, Byron Dorgan, age-old, I mean, masterful politicians. Let's give them credit for being masterful politicians because they were in those positions for decades while the vast majority of North Dakotans disagreed with them on fundamental issues. They're very good politically, and Bob Ballew is part of that circle. So they do that, and they do that well. Margie in Mandan, your take. You're listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Well, my take is on the task commissioner, and I hope that none of us forget that our President George Bush was recovering. And I think he handled the White House in the United States quite gallantly for 8 years, and he's still maintaining his personal life in a very honorable, trustworthy, forward type of a way. And I get real angry with people that don't try to understand the disease of alcoholism. It is not the drunk on the street corner with a bottle and a brown paper sack trying to mislead and do bad things to anybody that looks at them. Just think in your own life and everybody that is saying, you know, he's got to resign. If they would stop and think of how many alcoholics they really know, and would they do this with their friend? Would they do this with a spouse, a brother, a sister? You know, let's give him a chance. He's in treatment. If he works the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, he's going to be just fine. He is going probably to be one of the better tax commissioners the state's ever had, because anybody that knows anything about AA knows that it is a program of rigorous honesty. And if he works the program, you're going...
Margie, some very, very good points there. I'm sorry we're up against the clock here, but you made some very good points. I just want to quickly say, isn't it ironic, since you brought up George W. Bush, remember the Democratic opponents of George W. Bush, his critics, constantly exploited that issue of his previous alcohol abuse, tried to gin up a story about him using cocaine. This is a favorite card of Democrats. It's really unfair. Appreciate your take up. A little later on in the program. In the meantime, Chris Fowler from ESPN College Game Day making their way to town when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinnan, host of What's On Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included, most especially every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Show, What's on Your Mind, a fellow that we watch religiously on ESPN, who's bringing ESPN's College Game Day back to North Dakota. Can you believe it? Chris Fowler, the host of Game Day, is with us from ESPN. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. You know, I tell you what, we're not that surprised to come back. I mean, I don't know if fans thought when Game Day left last time that would be one and done, but we had so much fun last time. We immediately began talking about the fact that if the Bison won another title, we'd be thrilled to bring the show back. So this hasn't really caught us off guard, but I guess people maybe were surprised that we're back 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. I think folks thought that obviously everything went well, was a lot of fun, well received, but maybe, boy, to have it 2 years in a row is pretty extraordinary. I mean, that's phenomenal, but it doesn't sound like it was much of a surprise to the ESPN crew. Why Fargo? Just tell us what you loved about Fargo that brought you back so quick. Is it the success of the Bison football team? Is it the warm welcome you received? Tell us why.
It's both those things, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously we felt like saluting a program that had won two straight championships was overdue, and we knew they had great fans, and now for it to be a three-peat and to go ahead and beat another Big 12 team on the road with a partially new coaching staff, new quarterback, a lot of new faces, it was just very, very impressive. And then the other part of it was, you know, flattery will get you a long way in this business, and we were extremely flattered and thrilled to be able to show people, you know, the city of Fargo, which was super cooperative to open up, you know, the central part of the city and Broadway and have our show there and really showcase it. And the way that people responded was overwhelming. And, you know, we hope that it can be even bigger. I mean, sometimes the sequels fall flat and don't equal the original, but we've been assured that people will still be excited. There's a great reason, you know, we're there. And when the banner is dropped, coming off another quality win, and you know the opponent will have to educate people on you know what in the world Incarnate Word is. But I never thought we'd do a game day where one of the teams involved was Incarnate Word. I had to study up on them a little bit. I didn't even know what it was.
That's been my joke all week, Chris, is that Incarnate Word is the one that won the lotto. I mean, it's great, NDSU, obviously, having you back 2 years in a row. And certainly, as you mentioned, that program is on the map in a big, big way, FCS and FBS as well. But, boy, Incarnate Word has really won the lotto this weekend, haven't they?
I guess so. I mean, I guess, you know, the spotlight is there. Now, if they get whacked, I'm not sure how much you can say they've won, but I guess people will be aware of their program. I mean, it's you talk about a reversal where, you know, the Bison go up and take on the Big 12 and every team trying to make a name, and now it's the other way around. But as I said before, it really didn't matter last year that it was Delaware State it doesn't matter who the opponent is. This is all about saluting a championship program and enjoying a great setting.
And, by the way, there was some controversy over the selection of downtown last time. I think that that faded away rather quickly when everybody saw the crowd and saw how it all worked. How important was just downtown Fargo and that setting to what happened last time and to the return, Chris?
Well, it was crucial. I mean, I think that we just asked people to trust us. And the guys who staged the show, well, we've done this a long time. We've been on the road since 1993 and consistently since about 95 or 6. So, you know, we wanted the show to look and feel different. It certainly did. It really was, I don't know if anybody up there has ever been to Mardi Gras, but it was almost like a North Dakota version of Bourbon Street. We love the way the street is laid out. We love people hanging out on the balconies and waving signs, and even somebody who showed up with the Fighting Sioux sign that got booed. And it was good fun there, and it was a very unique looking background. The city was tremendously cooperative. You can't imagine how much easier that makes it for us. It doesn't happen everywhere, you know, and I think that, you know, they were pretty quick to seize on the benefits of the program in the town, and you know, we figured, why not do it again?
Do you guys get a grief to say, okay, all right, come on, NDSU, how about us? I mean, what kind of recruiting and schmoozing goes on to get College Game Day to come to campuses, and are you getting grief about coming back to NDSU 2 years in a row?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're not getting grief about coming back there. We get people who are mad because we're not in Norman, Oklahoma, for example, and that's the game that Kirk and I are calling Saturday night on ABC is Tennessee at Oklahoma, and I think the Oklahoma fans just cannot believe that we would pass on their campus to go back to Fargo, and I think possibly some people in the SEC are shocked that we're not at Georgia, South Carolina, which to them is still a very big game. I mean, we go to Fargo when it fits in the schedule. The mission for the show, and I don't think it's any mystery to anybody, and it's really not meant as a slight, we have to showcase the huge FBS game. That's the main mission of the show. Now, South Carolina got whacked at home by Texas A&M. That makes that game against Georgia, it takes a lot of the national shine off of it. So things have to work out to get for this to be the week. We had always talked about trying to get back to Fargo, and it just happened to be this week because this, it made a lot of sense in the schedule for his home game. You know, there's a rumor, somebody just told me on a conference call this morning, there was a rumor that there were going to be flurries in Fargo on Saturday. I said, no, come on. I checked the weather. I mean, I know it's going to be a little chilly on Friday night, but for a while there were people trying to make us believe it was going to snow up there this weekend.
That was just people that were trying to get you dissuaded from coming to Fargo. It's just jealous FBS and FCS schools is all that is. It's a little cooler here this week than we'd like, but trust me, the hospitality will make everything warm. Let's talk a little bit of football. Chris Fowler, the host of ESPN College Game Day, with us on What's on Your Mind today on the program. First of all, is Corso off the NDSU bandwagon? I think he picked the Cyclones at Iowa State.
I didn't know what he was doing. I turned to him. I said, you've got to be kidding me. They named the little Bison mascot after you, and he went against him week one. It's going to be interesting to see the welcome that he gets. I mean, I'm you know, to me, that wasn't that big a shock. I mean, you can go win in Manhattan, Kansas. You can win in Ames. I think that possibly people felt like, you know, losing Jensen, losing Coach Bull was going to take some time to sort of replace key figures like that. And maybe people weren't sold in the Bison for that reason. But I was surprised more of our guys didn't pick the mild upset and went with the Cyclones. But I think 34 unanswered speaks pretty loudly. I mean, when you're wrong, you're wrong. And they were really wrong.
Well, we'll keep trying to woo them back over to picking the NDSU. We've got to keep working on it.
I don't have to worry about that on Saturday. I think you can count on that.
Let's hope not. So here's a big question, given the Iowa State victory, given the success for the NDSU Bison. In your mind, Chris, should FBS teams stop scheduling NDSU?
Well, I mean, they're paying for a loss sometimes in the case of Iowa State. I mean, I think the way they get $400,000 or something, I think, if memory serves, to take a loss at home. I mean, no, I don't think it's just about scheduling them because that's a worthy opponent. I think that, look, I mean, it's not exactly a popular thing to champion FBS schools scheduling FCS because I think that it's abused a lot, and we all know that there are very different qualities of program in that division, and that North Dakota State can battle and hang with anybody, and that's certainly a different deal than scheduling a typical FCS team where it's, you know, 50 to nothing at halftime. So I'd like to see teams like Mexico State continue to get to play FBS teams, but hey, listen, I mean, I don't know who are they playing next year. Who's the next team that's up against them? I mean, is there another Big 12 team that's dared to schedule them? I don't know what their future schedule is.
They're getting a lot thinner. How about making the move? Some people say it's time to move up. Can a program like NDSU make the move up, do you think? Should they consider that strongly?
Well, I mean, they should always consider it. I wouldn't presume to tell them what they should do because they don't know all the issues, but I do think that teams make a mistake when they step up and want to get into FBS. And FBS itself is changing. I mean, FBS is really going to be about the Power Five conferences. And then the Group of Five is sort of in one big pot. So are you making a mistake, stepping away from a division where you've got a great chance to win a championship, where you've got a dynasty, you can hang a banner, the fans love it, to get into the mix, you know, in FBS, where you're not really in a Power Five conference? I know there's been some talk. I know the Big 12, you know, beating a couple teams in there, there are fans who think that the Bison would be a good fit in that league. And it's a massive jump up to be able to play those teams week in, week out, trust me. And, you know, you look at Appalachian State, which was a very successful program in 1AA, moving up into, 1A football, and they're going to be lost in the shuffle. I don't see anything wrong with staying where they are and winning championships, to be honest with you.
By the way, next year, no, but 2016, Iowa is on the schedule. So there is, but it's getting tougher and tougher. So forgotten that Iowa was on the schedule, but not till 2016.
Nobody's stepping up and taking the challenge next year, huh?
Well, actually, they're playing the rival, University of North Dakota, next year. They've not played in a long time and been a lot of politics because, of course, NDSU went to D1 first, and UND was slow to go, and so NDSU was like, we're not going to play it. Well, they actually are finally playing now, 2015 and 2019 on the schedule, so that big rivalry will be back, which is kind of fun. Chris Fowler, host of ESPN College Game Day. I know we've got to wrap up here, Chris. One last thing I'll ask you, and that is, any chance of a three-peat for College Game Day to come back? I mean, what do the Bison have to do to have you back 3 years in a row?
Keep winning a banner, man. Keep winning a banner and keep coming out and supporting us. I mean, look, before we went the first time, we didn't know what to expect. Now we wouldn't know what to expect, so some of the surprise for us will be gone. But yeah, we're looking forward to trying to showcase it. We'll do a couple different things, try to keep it interesting. We hope that people will have as much fun and come back and enjoy it. But, you know, it's 1 week at a time, so we're not even looking at 2 weeks from now, much less next year. But hey, listen, if we have a great time, why not? Why not make it an annual thing? We'll take it one at a time, though.
That sounds good. Well, it just sounds to me like a challenge. You know, get out there and be loud and be proud and have folks from all across this great state and the entire Northern Plains region come out and see a little football history, a little broadcast history Saturday in downtown Fargo. Chris, thanks for the time very much, and thanks a ton for coming back to North Dakota. We really appreciate it.
No, it's our pleasure. We can't wait to get up there. Thanks again.
I am so looking forward to seeing how many people turn out. They estimated the crowd somewhere 6,000 to 8,000 last time in downtown Fargo. And I don't know why. It seems like, I guess, just that we have a little more time. I don't know, honestly, if we do. I don't remember between the time it was announced and when they came last time. But we wasted so much time belly aching about, why is it downtown? Why isn't it out at the Dome? Why isn't it there? That it's like, okay, it is downtown. It's going to happen. I know anybody that was not there. I heard from a lot of them, and I was one of them. I didn't go last time. I wouldn't miss it for the world this time. So I think it's going to be a big, big crowd. In fact, we talked to Chris about that after. He said, how many people think will be there? And he said, wow. I said double. And he said, are you kidding me? And I said, no, I honestly think it'll be double. So it'll be pretty fascinating. We're looking forward to that for sure. So, again, if you want to come in from wherever you're listening, downtown Fargo, folks were there last time, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and, of course, they're live 9 to 11 a.m. on ESPN nationwide from downtown Fargo, covering the NDSU Bison matchup with Incarnate Word. Pretty cool. When we come back, we're going to chat with Brian Schultz, the big man at Big Iron, and we're at the North Dakota Corn Growers booth in the Expo Building. Building C, stop by for free popcorn. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck, Stop and see Brent of the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Williston, Sidney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the box, and you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call to tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent of the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watt. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live at Big Iron today. It is the premier ag show in the Northern Plains. Brian Schultz, who's the big man at Big Iron, is with us. Is there anything even comparable to Big Iron, Brian?
Well, we've got a couple other shows. You've got Husker Harvest. You've got Dakota Fest. I mean, we're all about the same. We tout ourselves as being the largest agricultural show in the upper Midwest. We bring in about 87,000 people last year to our show. We stay between that 70 and 85,000 every year. The one thing that we have going for ours is when you walk in the front gate, you don't have to shell out cash. We're a free show. most of the other shows, you have to have a 10 to 20 spot in your pocket to get in the gate. So, and parking's free too. So that's important to us.
Yeah, and what kind of attendance do you get usually? What's the norm?
There again, you know, it's anywhere from 75 to 85,000 people.
Wow.
You know, and it just depends on the weather. If we have a little bit of rain overnight, you know you're going to get the farmers in the morning. Last year, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were just loaded because we had a little bit of drizzle in the morning. They all came in by afternoon. They were out doing what they could do in the fields, and yeah, it just depends.
What's your favorite story from Big Iron as far as folks that display here that interact with growers and ranchers? I mean, a lot of deals are done here, right?
I mean, oh, absolutely. I mean, there's huge deals. You know, we work with the North Dakota Trade Office, and they bring in all types of international guests. And we had heard a couple years ago a lady had come over and bought 6 combines. She was going to actually run 3 and put 3 in for park because it was that tough to get it for her. So, I mean, those are wonderful stories because we know that's great for the economy of North Dakota and the upper Midwest. So.
Your vendors, all the folks that are displaying their wares, there's a waiting list, right?
We've got between 60 and 80 people on our waiting list every year, and as soon as a booth turns over, we've got people that are hawking it. They want to get into certain areas of the grounds, and we continue to open up space where we can, but, you know, it's pretty soon we're going to be completely full.
And the reason those vendors want here is, again, these farmers and ranchers are coming here to do deals, right?
Most definitely. You know, you still do get the ones that are coming in here. They're trying to find the freebies, but they're seeing what's going on. But the vast majority of the people here are buying and looking for what's new and innovative.
It's just it's kind of a North Dakota, Minnesota, you know, a Northern Plains neighborly thing to do, right? You see a lot of folks, you have some good food, you kick some tires and wheel and deal a little, and a lot of good information.
Most definitely. And, you know, probably about 5-6 years ago, we started our Issues and Event Center. Prior to that, it was we didn't want to have any distractions for any of the people coming here. They were here to buy, they were here to deal, whatever it was. Now we started looking at it as, you know, this is an educational opportunity. So we do have a lot of great seminars every day, from the markets to weather to land values and stuff like that. We do our demonstration out on the south lots. We're doing the UASs this year. We've done drain tiling. We've done tillage. We've done everything. And that draws in, you know, hundreds and thousands of people into the show. Today, after we get done with our UAS flights, if we can, depending on what the wind is, we're going to move back inside the Showlander Pavilion, and we're going to talk about when they are taking these photos, how do they interpret those photos? What does it mean for the farmer, the rancher? And it gives an opportunity for these people to learn about what else is out there.
So this afternoon and tomorrow, just tell folks about some of the premier things that are going on in the with the different demonstrations and also presentations.
1 to 3 today, like I said, we have our unmanned aircraft system out in the field demonstration. 1:30, we have market seminars featuring a couple top name people. At 2:30, we have land value seminars. At 3:00, we'll move inside the Showlander Pavilion and talk about the unmanned aircraft system data interpretation. And then, you know, there's other demonstrations throughout the day. Today is Big Iron Ladies Day, also at the Holiday Inn. So that started at 10:00 today. So you might have a chance of getting in. Normally, that sells out pretty fast. And we open again tomorrow morning at 9:00. We'll run till 4. We've got quite a few other sessions on drones, like at 10:30 tomorrow. Again, our unmanned aircraft and market seminars. The other neat thing that we do out here is we have our United Blood Services out here with their blood mobile. We also have our health screenings. When we talk to them, there's a lot of farmers. This is the one time a year that they come in and get their cholesterol checked and their blood pressure, and they do all that kind of stuff right here at our show.
That's great. I saw the Highway Patrol from both Minnesota and North Dakota are demonstrating.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, especially at harvest time, there's trucks crossing the border quite a bit in the valley, obviously, especially. And what a neat idea to have the Highway Patrol make sure they're up to date on all the things they need.
Well, it was interesting. On Monday, we were about a 3 to 4 hour delay at the border. Because they were checking, you know, because there was a huge influx of stuff coming in. One of our concessionaires got stopped over by Fairbolt, and they were slowed down for 3 hours because of, you know, they're checking everybody as they're coming through. So it's a good safety thing.
It's a good economic impact for the region.
Almost definitely. This show is huge. When we talk to our Convention and Visitors Bureau, Charlie Johnson there, this show is very big for the community. Our restaurants, our hotels, our bars, everything. The Big Iron Show is very big for our community.
Now, you guys do entertainment really good every year for the Red River Valley Fair.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing a little, entertainment add-on for Big Iron?
You know, we used to do that. We used to have a tractor pull on Tuesday and Wednesday. And what was happening is we had grounds out on the grandstand area that people wanted to rent to start doing demonstrations and stuff like that. We weren't getting the vendors staying here to watch the tractor pulls. It was the general people coming in, and then they would go out into the showgrounds, and we were sitting there. We'd have to hire on 5 to 6 times the security because we'd get a call the next morning, hey, I'm missing this out of my tent. So we started looking at that, and for us it's much easier to lease out the grounds to somebody and let them demonstrate something instead.
So save the entertainment for the fair.
Exactly.
Yep. And you do that well. Well, there's a lot of technology here. I mean, the technology in growing these days is amazing. The drones thing, really neat piece of this year, and that's just kind of gone to a whole new level.
Most definitely.
In this year. So it's the place to be, folks. Come on out and check out Big Iron West Fargo, the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And if you haven't been here, it's something to see, a sight to behold. Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Brian Schultz from Big Iron, our guest on What's on Your Mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall when we come back. Shortened version of that, plus lots more on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec Electric Conversion System from Agri-Cut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec Electric Conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.